just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. For you will find He's not too busy to hear your cry. And He is passing by this moment. Your needs, yes, He'll supply. So just reach out.
Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can y'all hear me? Why don't we all just come up, gather around here. Brother Joseph's about to get the Holy Ghost. Let's help him with this. Hallelujah. We're just home, folks. Hallelujah. Glory. Of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I appreciate this. Appreciate these, you know, even in a service like this, just God touching Elisha like he did, and Brother Joseph, he was really feeling God touching him up here tonight, and got close to getting the Holy Ghost. You know, let me say something just real quick before we go home about that. When you know, before you get the Holy Ghost, it's the best way I know to explain it. It's kind of like it's kind of like a baby in the womb. You've got life. You know, if you didn't, if you didn't have life working in you, you couldn't come forth in a birth. So, and you know, it's kind of like, Bridget, she, you know, I knew when Sister Chelsea was having this baby, I knew she is in the body because she is going through a struggle in the birth. It's taking her, you know, it took time for her to be born. And I thought, well, that's just like God. You know, sometimes it does take a struggle, but every one of us are different in how we come forth in a birth of the Holy Ghost. But I was just thinking while Brother Joseph was praying up here about what Brother Phil Fisher said about how he was trying to enjoy